day, and we hope that what they feel is the right decision, the majority of the electorate will make what they feel is the right decision.
Yes, and also just to remind you that voting is underway in Shawarma constituency, and you'll be getting those updates as the day progresses. It's 8 hours, and this is where we get to wrap up Breakfast with Stanbic, but we're back tomorrow at the same time. Do stay tuned.
That was Breakfast with Stanbic, connecting you to insights and opportunities that help you keep growing with Stanbic.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Kortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank. Let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
What time on Phoenix FM is 8:01. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Shawarma votes. ZAM says commodity prices to drop in 2 weeks as kwacha strengthens. And in global news, US and UK pulling some personnel from Qatar military base. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugendo. Voting is underway in Shawarma constituency in a crucial by-election following the declaration of the seat as vacant by Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti after former lawmaker Tasila Lungu, daughter of the late former President Edgar Lungu, failed to present herself before Parliament within the stipulated period. 9 candidates are competing in the Shawarma parliamentary by-election. I spoke to our staffer, Cecilia Ziamboa, who is in Shawarma an hour ago, to give us an update on what is going on.
Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning, Paddy, and good morning, listeners.
All right, then. So, let's get to it. How would you describe the situation generally in Shawarma right now?
Okay. So far, I've visited about 6 major police stations in the area, and I can safely say that the environment is peaceful. Police officers are stationed throughout the police stations that I've visited, ensuring that peace and order is maintained in the area. So, voters started queuing up even before the polling stations were opened at 6 hours.
So has voting started, and is it smooth so far without any challenges?
Yes. The polling stations were opened smoothly without any challenges.
So, in your observation, how would you describe the voter turnout? Does it look like it to be a huge turnout, or will there be apathy?
Okay, the turnout is encouraging. I can safely say that it is positive. Voters are filled up in numbers, and some are still coming in numbers. So I can say there is a positive turnout of our voters.
And so what is the vibe there? What are the voters' expectations from their new member of parliament?
Okay, so I've interviewed about three voters here, and voters are saying they're expecting their new member of parliament to provide the lasting solution to the flooding problem that has been affecting them for many years. So they want someone who can find the lasting solution to that. Then they also want someone who can empower them with various empowerment programs due to the higher employment rate in the area. Then others, they want an MP who would help to address the issue of unruly individuals, commonly known as junkies, who terrorize members of the community, even during the day. So they need someone who can help in addressing that issue.
Okay. Thank you, Cecilia. We wish you all the best there. And of course,
we
wish all the candidates the best as well. That was Cecilia Ziambo Staffa, online, live in Chawama.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, says commodity prices are expected to start reducing within the next 2 weeks following the sustained appreciation of the kwacha. ZAM President Mohamed Omar explains that with most company executives resuming work this week, consultations and negotiations are expected to begin, which should lead to a gradual reduction in commodity prices. Mr. Omar has further disclosed that the association will soon circulate a survey among its members to establish which companies are reducing prices and which ones are not, as well as reasons behind the decisions taken for those not reducing the prices. He spoke to Phoenix News in an interview following Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga's call on retailers and importers to pass on the benefits of the kwacha's continued appreciation to consumers.
What we have done as ZAM, as the secretariat, right, we are sending out a survey to our members, getting their understanding on who's reducing and why they're reducing, and who's not reducing and why they're not reducing.
The Teaching Service Commission has announced the conclusion of the 2025 recruitment process for 2,000 teachers. Commission Chairperson Daphne Chimoka has confirmed to Phoenix News that the Commission is now awaiting Cabinet approval before publishing the advert in newspapers. Ms. Chimoka has revealed that the Commission was initially mandated to recruit 3,500 teachers this year, but notes that if Cabinet approves, the Commission might recruit all 5,500 teachers for both 2025 and 2026 at once. She has explained that the 2025 process was delayed due to salary negotiations between teacher unions and the Ministry of Education.
Everything has been done. The advert is ready. Once they give us the authority, you will see the advert in the paper. It depends when Cabinet sits and whether our item is on their agenda. The 2025 recruitment, we were given 2,000, so that's what we are recruiting. Then you are aware that this year we were given 3,500. I don't know. They might decide to combine so that we recruit 5,500, or we will recruit. That is the authority that we are waiting for.
The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has urged farmers not to be discouraged from selling their produce to the agency despite delays in payment for the last marketing season. In an interview with Phoenix News, FRA Executive Director Justin Junker says one incidence of late payment should not be the reason for farmers to disengage from supplying maize to the agency. Mr. Junker, however, says if farmers can find alternative markets that compensate them fairly, they are free to sell, but should not disengage from FRA. He has explained that FRA does not desire prolonged payment. He has explained that FRA does not desire prolonged payment delays, adding that the agency will plan to procure what it can pay for immediately in future.
The case is that now, in case farmers may find the alternative markets that are equal, also able to compensate them for the value of their produce, I think that one we could still be able to allow them to go ahead, but not necessarily to disengage from agriculture production. Agriculture should not necessarily be disengaged or